My name is Vince Colonnaise with Mary Walter.
Good morning, and joining us right now is James Carafano. He's the Vice President for National Security and Foreign Policy for the Heritage Foundation. Jim, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good to be with you.
President Trump has a big speech today in front of the UN. So far, the reviews have been pretty good. I think a lot of people were expecting Hurricane Trump. They didn't get Hurricane Trump. He is expected to defend his America first stance today at the UN. How is that going to go over at the UN?
Well, first of all, I'm having a heart attack because you're not asking me about North Korea, but I'm going to be okay. So, look, I think this is the first step in a very important strategic leadership role that the U.S. has to play in the world. There are people that think that, you know, stuff, if we just turn everything over to the U.N. and everything will be fine. And that's not true. But there are people that are committed to that. And on the other end, there are people like China who are really ignoring all this. Let's just establish norms and stuff. And they literally are carving out their own part of the planet. So there has to be a third way. There has to be somebody who is saying, look, the stuff we put together in 1945 just isn't dealing with countries like China. And there has to be an alternative vision. The Chinese say it's my way or the highway. And there's only one country in the world that can do that, and it's the United States. So this is the first step of what really has to be many, many steps of the United States kind of reasserting its leadership role in the world.
So, Jim, what's he going to say about North Korea?
Well, I think he's going to continue to say the line the administration has been on is we just can't sustain this over time. Look, I don't actually think we're on a path to war. I think there's a point to which the North Koreans won't go, and if they're not going to go point that, we're not going to attack them. But this is dangerous. It's escalatory, and it is a danger to essentially everybody else in the world, not just being a target, but also the potentially proliferation challenges posed by North Korea. And people do need to stand up to this. And so I think it's right that he uses that stage at the UN to make that case. And honestly, on that issue, I don't think he's going to get a lot of pushback.
Okay, so outside of North Korea, what other countries do you believe the president will give attention to during this speech today?
Well, you, me, and everybody else wants to know. So obviously the big question is Iran.
Yes.
This administration believes that Iran is an adversarial state. They believe that the Iran deal has not made them an easier country to work with, and it hasn't really taken their potentially having a nuclear breakout off the table. The question is what is the U.S. strategy to do that? Will the president preview some of that today? That's something we'll all be looking for.
Okay, and what about Venezuela? I mean, yesterday he spoke a little bit with Latin American leaders about this. There's a chance Venezuela and Maduro come up as well.
I think so. I mean, the United States has been very clear on this. Isolating this regime is really important, so I wouldn't be surprised if that's on the table. The other wild card, not sure it's going to come out there, but potentially mentioning is Cuba. The United States is really, really angry about what has happened to diplomats in Cuba, and there is a serious discussion going on about shutting down the embassy in Cuba, which also means shutting down the embassy here, which really is basically kind of killing the whole Cuba engagement thing in its tracks. Don't know if that's going to come up, but that's another thing that we're potentially watching for.
Much has been made of this idea that, as Mary said at the outset, that this would be an America first speech, but done sort of by proxy, that the idea would be like, look, nations have an obligation to ensure their own sovereignty. I feel like that message will go well over, at least in Europe, where they're seeing things like refugee crises sort of ravage their continent.
Well, that's a really good question. It depends on which Europe you talk to. I mean, there are still people that are kind of committed to this European project and really see sovereignty as a speed bump in the road to that. There are other people who think that the idea of the EU has gone too far. It's undermined state independence and sovereignty. And so he will get cheers and jeers on that from Europeans. He'll get a better reaction on that from some other parts of the world, but it's an important statement to make, and it's not America first is not America alone, and the administration's been very clear on that we're going to work with friends and allies because we have an interest to do so, but this is the fundamental difference between people that just love the UN and other things. They think, well, if we just have the UN and we have the IMF and the World Bank and everything, it doesn't matter what happens in state capitals, and I think the president's philosophy is the reverse argument. It says, look, a healthy state is the foundation upon which you build cooperative international cooperation, not the other way around. And that's fundamentally different than what a lot of people know. So So that idea is going to play well with some people, and it's not going to play well with others, and that includes people in the United States.
So we know what's going to be happening in front of the cameras. What's going on behind the scenes? What do you think President Trump is trying to accomplish behind the scenes?
Well, so he's actually, I think he's good at, A, good at this, and B, actually really, really enjoys that. So there's a number of key bilaterals that are probably going to happen. Certainly South Korea and Japan, as we jointly coordinate our discussions on that. So that's really, really key. Potentially meeting with Middle East countries. There's actually a briefing from the White House this morning on the Middle East strategy. So there's going to be some discussions about Middle East. I'm sure Iran's going to come up. I'm also sure the Middle East peace process is going to come up. So those are two things front and center. The European thing will be interesting. It'll be interesting to see if what bilaterally he does in Europe. I think his administration's basically done a good job of reassuring the Europeans that we're not turning over the world to Russia and we're not leaving NATO. But there's a lot of questions about where do we go from here, and there's a big debate on that. So it'll be interesting to see if the president engages some of that. Some of the countries like Poland and Hungary have kind of been pushed to the sidelines in Europe, and so it'll be interesting to see if there's outreach to them or if he's going to talk to the traditional France and Germany or whatever. So that's something else we'll be watching really closely.
And meanwhile, later this week, I think he's meeting with the leaders of Japan and South Korea, I believe, isn't it Thursday? And where, obviously, go back to that topic, North Korea right. will be front and center with that in that conversation.
Yeah, and the president's also has an upcoming trip to Asia for the ASEAN summit, and he'll be doing other stops there. And China, figures in all of this. That's a big deal. But not just in North Korea. Increasingly, there's a lot of concern. We hear about North Korea, we hear about the the South China Sea, but there's
yes.
a lot of concern about China's growing influence in South Asia and across into the Middle East, and so there's a lot more conversations on that as well.
That's right. He's hosting a lunch with the leaders of South Korea and Japan on Thursday. Those topics will come up. James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation, thanks for taking some time this morning to get us caught up on what we expect for the UN today.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you.